Letter T. Clifford Herbarium Sheet. This collection of pressed plants helped lead the great 18th century Swedish botanist Carl Linnaeus to establish a revolutionary new way of classifying the world. Displayed here is a herbarium sheet, a pressed plant specimen attached to a sheet of paper. It's part of a collection, catalogued by Linnaeus, called the Hortus Cliffordianus, because it documents plants belonging to George Clifford, who in the early 1700s built up a private zoo and a botanical garden. Linnaeus described and named many of these plants for the first time. This is just one page out of 3,461. It measures about 50 centimetres tall and 28 centimetres wide. The particular sheet on display will change periodically for conservation purposes, but they all follow the same format. The plants are each attached to a sheet of paper to appear as though emerging from an elegant illustrated stone urn. The plant itself takes up 7/8 of the page. Handwritten script along the bottom of the page records the plant's original long Latin name, and this is repeated within a cartouche, shaped like a small tombstone, in the bottom right-hand corner. At that time, plants were given long descriptive Latin names, or polynomials. The name for the tomato, for example, translated as the Solanum with the smooth stem, which is herbaceous and has incised pinnate leaves. Linnaeus grew frustrated working with such bulky names. When he ambitiously set out to expand on Hortus Cliffordianus by naming every other living plant, Linnaeus decided to use a more efficient system, transforming the long names into a simple pair, or binomial. First comes the genus, shared between close relatives. Second, the unique species name. So the tomato became Solanum lycopersicum, while its cousin, the aubergine, is Solanum melongena. This binomial system was ultimately adopted by other scientists and became a universal language for naming organisms. It's so effective, we still use it.